Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Wednesday, August 28th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here. In part two today, we're going to speak with our good friends from the ODC. We have Anne, Lisa, and Samantha joining us. Looking forward to that. It's going to be a great conversation. Right now, we have with us in studio, Lance Plimo, Wood County Board Chairman. Lance, good to see you.
Good morning, James. Glad to be here, as always.
Appreciate the time, Lance, and always appreciate our good friends from Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. We say a big shout-out to them and appreciation to them. Do yourself a favor, go to your search bar, type into your YouTube page, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, and subscribe to the great work that they are doing over there. Lance, what's on your mind today? What do you want to talk about?
Well, we can talk about anything, but first of all, you know, kudos to those guys that film this stuff, because, you know, I get comments all the time that says, why isn't that on? So every time we have the opportunity to get in front of the public, you know, through the service they provide, it's outstanding, and it is greatly appreciated. And people watch, obviously, because I get asked, why wasn't that, or is it going to be? So anyway, again, thank you very much on that side.
Just to piggyback on that, we do really encourage people, you and I, all the time when we get together, if you are curious about meetings or board meetings or some of the committees that are going on, you've got a great resource to catch up on these things through Wisconsin Rapids Community Media that cover this stuff and make it so that if you can't be at a meeting or something like that, be sure to go to their page and check out these things that they're recording. So you are always able to keep up to date and be in the know when it comes to your community.
Yeah, I'm surprised how often I get asked.
Yeah. So, I'm sorry, Lance.
So, good job. So, yeah, you know, yeah, it's a
compliment to these guys. Yeah, it's kind of Joe Red over here.
You know, it's a fun time of the year. You know, summer's kind of winding down. School's going to be starting here shortly. I'm sorry to say that to all those of you who have to go back to school
We apologize.
I was always one of those who was, summer's over. Nonetheless, you know, still a lot going on. And, you know, one of the interesting things is, you know, Wood County has a jewel of a park system. Mm-hmm. We have incredible facilities, and Discover Wisconsin's got a film crew in the county this week, going into next week, filming some of those, you know, attributes that we have, and those will be featured, you know, statewide and in some of the other media markets that carry the Discover Wisconsin show. Mm-hmm. And Discover Media Works. So that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And you know, and one of the things they're doing right now is they're up at Powers Bluff. And those of you who have not had the opportunity to look at what we've done up there with some of the mountain bike trails, some are very difficult, some are very easy. I had somebody who spent a lot of time up there recently. They said it's one of the nicest facilities they've ever been to. And then they said as they came down, somebody said, well, have you tried the trails over here? He said, I didn't even know there were any over there. So I guess my point is it's a large facility. It accommodates those of all ability levels. It's something that was asked for by the community for years, and it's there now. So go take advantage of it. Mm-hmm. Our campgrounds are open.
Yeah.
You know, we've had a really good year in that respect, and I certainly encourage our local residents to get out and use those. And when you're out there, you know, you have a chance to mingle with those people who are in from outside the county. And you are our best ambassadors, mm-hmm. you know, as we move forward. Because, you know, we just look at those recreational opportunities as a springboard to business development, to people, you know, in migration and some of those things that happen because of the other things we have. You know, good transportation, good education, mm-hmm. obviously recreation, safety. And some of those others. So it's just one of those times of year where we're transitioning. Yet, what was it, 95 2 days ago today? I think the high is 70. Hard to kind of wrap your arms around what we're going to have tomorrow. But it's an enjoyable time of the year. We look back a little bit at a very successful summer, but we look forward to, you know, what we have going into the fall, which for us as a county, that's budget season.
Yeah.
And I hate that season. You know, if you said to me, what's your least favorite thing to do? Yeah, it's budgets. Not a lot of fun. Our finance department, the CPAs out there, man, they're smiling. They love this. You know, it's like audit time, and you see that glow on their face. And I'm going, no, another audit. But things are going well there. We look like we're going to be in pretty good shape. Before we sat down today, you said, is there anything going on? Jail's coming close to completion. Mm-hmm. You know, we're looking at a completion date on construction near the end of October. Occupancy in that will be roughly January. That's the time you go through all the certifications with all the other, Department of Corrections and all those others that have to certify that for occupancy. But I'm thinking, you know, probably end of October, early November, the sheriff could probably speak to this better. We will probably do some open house type situations where the public can see that. Many of the private groups that otherwise would use some of the facilities there have already toured that, mm-hmm. And seen most of it. But on budget, on time, which is two things you don't always hear together.
Exactly.
Anymore. So other than that, you know, it's the daily, you know, you just keep working forward. You deal with the emergent situation of the day. Yeah. And then you go from there.
Lance, you just hit on a million things in 5 minutes.
Yeah, I was trying to get you so confused, you didn't know where to ask me tough questions.
Well done. That's a great technique.
Did we get there?
That's a really good technique. Very smart. No. I want to go back to a couple of things. And first off, with the park system and with people using the parks. And I love the word that you use there, ambassador, that so many of our citizens are that. I thought about this when Mayor Zacher was in with us last and talking with Matt on off air a little bit about how important it is to him in bringing in new businesses. And we got talking about that and how we really encourage citizens to, you know, be good to people and treating out-of-towners well and some of these things. We got talking about it. And then this was around the time we had the water ski show tournament in town. And him and I were talking about how when we were young, how that was such a weekend where, you know, you battened down the hatches and you just didn't know what was going to go on in our area and some of those things when I was young, when I first moved here. But how much that changed over the last 10, 15 years or whatever. And now that's something, that's a weekend that you're a little surprised if anything, you know, goes haywire or anything like that. The community has really responded well to these things. When it comes to bringing in new citizens, when it comes to keeping citizens in town, so much of this is important to be able to do that. And those are key factors in order to bring a business into town. There are many franchises that won't come to a town if your population is a certain size, some of those things. So this stuff, not only well-worded, Lance, but I think it's a very good point to bring up and remind people whenever we have a chance, hey, we are ambassadors to other people. If you want people to stay in the community, come to the community, this is an important thing to be able to do.
Yeah, all those positive communications, those touches, really lend to development in the area. And we just had, you know, one of the things I forgot to mention, we just had a bond rating call. You know, Wood County financially is in excellent shape. We use very little of our borrowing capacity, and that's noted by Moody's when we have those calls. And somebody said to me, you know, what large development has occurred in the community recently? And I said, I'm not sure it's a large development, you know, as singularly. But I said, you look at some of the national chains that have decided to, you know, open shop here, you know, whether they, and I don't want to leave anybody out, and I will, but, you know, you just look over, you know, the old Shopko building where, you know, you have Harbor Freight and Five Below and Marshalls and Noodles and, you know, a number of those have come in recently. And that's a commitment to the area. And some of it is based purely on population. I mean, they need to have the number of people, the demographics, to be able to make a business work. But the other part of that is just a community that rallies, pulls behind you, and is conducive to business development, and then a safe place to be. I mean, you can have all the people, the population in the world, but let's face it, in the last couple of years, there were places where, and again, I'm a big mouth, I'll get in trouble, but there are places you would not have wanted to locate in, you know, Minneapolis and St. Louis and Baltimore and other places because of some of the safety issues. And those businesses take that into consideration. You can see that as they've closed large numbers of operations in those places, not only because their patrons don't feel safe, but the employees don't feel safe. So, you know, we need to leverage that. We need to use that to our advantage. And it actually, it starts with every one of the individuals out there.
And really, this is something that doesn't take a lot of heavy lifting. You just got to be a good person.
How about like, be nice? Yeah, that's pretty easy.
That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do. And at the same time, enjoying our parks, enjoying our systems as you can. That goes a long way, a lot farther than I think a lot of us even realize sometimes. You mentioned budget season. Anything big on the docket when it comes to that? You touched on it a little bit. But as far as things that we as citizens, we community members should be looking out for, maybe keeping an eye on the committee or different committees. Because of? Or.
Yeah, we didn't have anything unusual this year. You know, over the last probably 7 to 10 years, we've worked really hard on upgrading the county highway system, and I think we've done a remarkable job of that. It's a PACER rating, which is the way they rate the pavement and the substructure and that stuff, and we've increased that tremendously over the last 7 to 10 years. That's been incredible. We'll finish the jail. You know, that was part of that long-term effort. As we looked at finances going forward, there's not a lot of other big issues. Up at our Northwood County Health Annex, which Norwood, for those of you who don't know the newer, longer name, you know, there's always issues when you have buildings that were built in the you know, 50s, 60s, 70s, where there are mechanical issues you need to deal with. And some of those are multi-million dollar issues. For instance, we have a heating system in the courthouse that needs to be replaced. And you think, well, how expensive can that be? Well, I'll tell you, about $3.5 million. And when you have a building that was built in 1956, and you have the original heating system in there, and it was, you know, steam or hot water, and you need to do conversion because that didn't play well to air conditioning and some of those other things at the time, it's a monumental effort. But we factor that in. We don't see any real big changes. And even with the construction of the jail, you're going to start to see the county mill rate coming down again in the next couple of years is the way this was planned financially. So everything's on target there. I don't expect any major changes. There's not going to be the sky is falling or we've got a problem. I think we're in pretty good shape there.
You just mentioned some pretty big projects, and I'm sitting listening to you thinking about some of the bigger construction projects that happened this summer. Certainly what went on over by Winterfield and the work done by there all the way extending to McMillan. That's a road that, as long as I've lived out here, has probably needed some work. And it's a new day over there, the way that is and the way that's set up. They did an amazing job over there with that work. Big projects like that. I imagine that we're already planning, or our Kyle and some of the team over there are working on big projects coming up. Are there anything that you and the board have your eye on going forward?
Well, right now the county has a few of those county highway projects going on. And I was just kind of chuckling when you said that, because I had somebody the other day say to me, well, great, they finished that project over there, you know, by East Junior High and right after the rafters season was over. And I want to make clear to them, I go, unlike other states that are in the Sun Belt, there's a construction window in Wisconsin that has to work, you know, with consideration to snow and cold and other things that can't happen. So when you hear people say, you know, everything's under construction at once, that's because we have about a 5 or 6 month window to actually get it done. So if it's going to happen.
Was this person from the Midwest? Has this person ever lived here?
I think they were just a big baseball fan.
Yeah.
And they probably had to walk a little farther.
I should mention really quick, John Fontaine, the GM for the Rafters, was actually here the other day dropping off some equipment, and we got a chance to talk and everything. And I did kind of pick his brain a little bit, like, hey, how did it go this summer and everything? They're fine. They were completely fine. Their attendance was fantastic. They did really well over there. They actually talked quite highly of the construction workers and working alongside with them, and the way the community was so interacting with the Rafters and talking with them and working with them on this project, on this situation. And the way he was putting it was, we got to put up with it for one summer, and we get like 20 summers of great road.
Well, the irony of this, and it always drives me crazy. I just laugh about it. It's usually the person who's telling me they had to walk 2 extra blocks is telling me, like, at the health club on the treadmill or the elliptical. Or it's the person who's out at lunch walking around the block, and I'm going, you could have just walked the extra 2 blocks to the event. It wasn't that far. But it's always ironic in that respect. But, you know, the road projects have been huge. You know, some of the parks projects, obviously, from a county standpoint are great. And then, you know, the other one, you know, that I want to give really kudos to, and again, it's interoperation and that interoperability. You know, we had a situation about a week ago, week and a half ago in town with a police chase. It ended up, you know, in Wisconsin Rapids, but, you know, we had, I don't know, 4 or 5 departments involved. The safety of the community was at, you know, the forefront of their decisions all the way around. And the job that they did in keeping the community safe is amazing. But that goes to where I say, you know, we're the county. I always kid all my town, village, city friends, and I say, you know, some of you live in a town, some live in a village, some live in the city, but all you live in a county. But at the end of the day, that's my little jab at them when we're talking, but at the end of the day, we all work together to provide a better environment for those people who live in the county. And the cooperation through that process was incredible. And although, you know, outcomes are different than sometimes you'd like to have, the community was kept safe, and it was kept safe because of that communication. So sometimes when we're, you know, you're spending money, you say, why does a sheriff's department or why does any department need a particular piece of equipment? There's typically a reason. We just don't say, oh, we want to buy a drone just because we think it would be cool to fly it. there are reasons we need things like that. And when that opportunity or when that situation arises, you better have it at your fingertips. Yeah. Those are all budget considerations every year. Some are big, some are smaller, but at the end of the day, it still has to all fit into that that puzzle, because we can't print money like the federal government.
The catch of some of these things too, especially when it comes to different things on our police force or that, these are items that are similar to insurance or a break glass in case of needed. You hope you don't need them, but you darn sure want your community to have them if need be. So some of that stuff, I think that there can be a pushback sometimes on these things when we don't take the time to understand why we have these things. I don't think anybody is going around saying, you know what, we need more tanks. We don't have enough tanks here in Rapids. They're not necessarily saying that, but why do we need a tank? Or why do we need a bulletproof vest? Why do we need an extra canine unit? Some of those things. If you ask those questions, you get the answers. You find out a little bit more. Not enough people seem to, and a lot of people like to bark and ask the question, but don't take the time to find out the answers of where these things and what the necessity of them.
Yeah, as I have had opportunity over the years to sit down with some of the national security agencies or the FBI people at some of the national conferences, they always say, you think you're prepared for that emergency or that situation until it actually happens. And then you realize how unprepared you are. And so what we do is, you know, we try to be, in effect, if you want to call it, over-prepared. Mm-hmm. There will always be a breaking point and a point at which we didn't perceive that to be a problem or we didn't anticipate, but we do our best to eliminate those situations, those opportunities. That's why we do training. But all those things cost dollars. And, you know, most of the time people go, why did you spend that until you had a positive result with your family? Mm. You know, why did I need an ambulance that fast? Why did I need a police officer at my house within 2 minutes? Geez, the fire department got here in a hurry. You know, at one time somebody asked me years and years ago, and again, this is more of a city issue, but they said, you know, why do you have a fire department on each side of town? Well, there's a railroad track in the middle is a really good reason. Mm-hmm. And we don't have a lot of control over when those go through. But those are the kind of situations you just don't think of if you're maybe just the general person out there, you know, in the community saying, why are they spending money on that? Or there's mm-hmm. duplication. There's typically a reason. Those get debated. And sometimes heatedly as to why we need it and where we're going to spend it. But, you know, we have levy limits and control on the amount of spend we have. You know, 80% of our budget is dictated by state and federal mandates. There's a very small percentage of that that's, you know, for us to use locally on local projects or those things that we need. And those get debated at length. You know, how do we best spend the money?
Are there anything on the debate table right now that you guys are going over that is, whether it's a hot testing subject or not, is here or there, anything that you guys are looking at is this is something we need to, this is one of our needs, our focus right now?
You know, there's nothing real pressing like that, but, you know, that's, you know, kudos to our committee. You know, I have the opportunity to travel around the state, go to other county board meetings. We have a county board where every member doesn't agree on every issue. But most of the issues are hashed out at the committee meetings where the committee chairs and the committees allow input from both the public, their committee members, and certainly other county board members. So when you see issues come to our county board, and most of those, almost without exception, pass, you know, 19-0, 18-1, there's a reason for that. And so, you know, I think there's a little bit of, if you want to call it cooperation, there's certainly compromise. And we don't end up in the weeds as some county boards do because it's thoroughly discussed before it gets there. And rarely does it get there with a lot of contentious issues, typically resolved ahead of time. And right now, if you said to me on the horizon, what do I see as a big issue out there from a dollar standpoint? There really isn't one. You know, we deal with, you know, wages are always a huge issue because retention is typically more economically beneficial to the county than recruitment. Recruitment's expensive. You hate to see people jump for similar jobs in an adjoining county or municipality, you know, because of the wage. So you go, you know, how do we put a package together to keep those most experienced employees with us, provide the best service?
It's recruiting 101. You know, Coach Fickell over in Madison right now, he's trying to get Florida kids. He's trying to get California kids, but he is not losing Wisconsin kids. You have to have that pipeline. If you can't bring in your own kids, other kids in other states see this and the way it bleeds into the issue. It's a very similar thing. And it's something that we, again, as a citizens, as community members, can be a part of and help out with as well by being good citizens, bringing it full circle here right back to the beginning of the interview, Lance.
Yeah, James, our Economic Development Committee, just to mention, met several times. They had about $317,000 recently to distribute throughout the community for projects that they thought would benefit not only the county, but in some cases the community directly. And they really did their due diligence. They did an excellent job. But every one of those dollars is allocated in hopes that it will, you know, benefit the community as a whole. And, you know, I represent part of the town of Grand Rapids and part of the city. I've represented those areas for years, and I couldn't tell you exactly where that line is. You know, it's not a straight line. It, you know, it zigzags block to block. But although there's jurisdictions in which we operate, we really operate as a community. You know, and so the lines become blurred. You know, what's good for Wisconsin Rapids is typically good for Grand Rapids and Nakusa and Buren and the county. So, you know, you try to work with those leaders, with their boards and the community, just to have a better place for everybody to live.
Yeah. Speaking with Lance Plimlow, Wood County Board Chairman, and we do want to remind everybody, of course, Labor Day coming up right around the corner. The courthouse will be closed on Labor Day. Remind everybody about that. And certainly want to make sure that you know about all these committees coming up. You can find out about that by going to woodcountywi.gov. Keep up to date on all the different meetings and committees that are going on. Maybe be a part of them. We encourage you to reach out and be a part of these boards, a part of these committees. Get involved, everybody.
Yeah, I encourage you to go to the website because there's links to everything. And sometimes I'm amazed. I go there and I go, you know, I'll call our county clerk, who, Trent, if you're listening, is one, you know, one of the best in the state.
Yes,
but,
yes.
You know, I get out there and I'll go, can we get this? And he goes, it's already there.
Yeah.
I go, maybe I should look at the website.
Right, right. Trent's awesome. Yeah, shout out to Trent. Shout out to you, Lance. Great show today. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, James.
If people want to find out more, maybe have some follow-up questions for you or anything, send them to the website or want
to
give your
send
number.
Send them to the website or send them to me. My name, address, phone, you know, phone number, all that is in our directory.
Again, that website, woodcountywi.gov. And we say a big thank you to our friends over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Keep up the great work, you guys. Go to your YouTube search bar, type in Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, and keep up to date on the things they are doing. We'll be back with more right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.